This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump, in remarks to the UN General Assembly session Tuesday, criticized Iran's leadership for sowing chaos, death, and destruction, and spreading mayhem across the Middle East and beyond.
The Iranian people are rightly outraged that their leaders have embezzled billions of dollars from Iran's treasury, seized valuable portions of the economy, and looted the people's religious endowments, all to line their own pockets and send their proxies to wage war. Not good.
And he defended the decision to withdraw from the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran and reimpose graduated sanctions.
Additional sanctions will resume November 5th, and war will follow. And we are working with countries that import Iranian crude oil to cut their purchases substantially.
Mr. Trump said the world's chief sponsor of terrorism cannot be allowed to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons and called Iran's isolation as long as its aggression continues. In his remarks to the General Assembly, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani denounced the hostile U.S. policy he said intended to overthrow his government. He said there is no better way than dialogue, but that can only begin with an end to threats and unjust sanctions, talks based on equality, justice, integrity, honor, and international law. The president of Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, Tuesday also addressed the UN General Assembly and said oft-delayed election scheduled in December will be peaceful and credible.
En dépit de défis énormes.
He said despite enormous challenges, the decision to hold the elections is irreversible. Mr. Kabila did describe the political situation in his country as becoming more predictable and transparent. The DRC leader is constitutionally barred from seeking a third term. This is VOA News. During his address to the General Assembly, President Trump also denounced the socialist policies of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and called for a restoration of democracy.
Today we are announcing additional sanctions against the repressive regime, targeting Maduro's inner circle and close advisors.
The Venezuelan leaders accused the U.S. of waging economic war, but held out the hope for a face-to-face meeting with his American counterpart. Meanwhile, a group of Latin nations will present a complaint Wednesday to the International Criminal Court accusing the Maduro government of rights abuses. Pope Francis, beset by sex abuse scandals in several countries among priests, Tuesday said the church has spared no effort to tackle the problem. Speaking aboard the papal aircraft after visiting Baltic countries, Francis said as long as there is one priest who abuses a child, this is monstrous because young people are scandalized by such corruption. He acknowledged the scandal threatened to drive many faithful away. And he defended the agreement with China on the appointment of bishops, insisting that he, not Beijing, will have the final say on who is selected. American comedian Bill Cosby was taken from a courtroom in Pennsylvania in shackles after being sentenced to from 3 to 10 years in prison for sexual assault. The 81-year-old Cosby, once known as America's Dad on television, was found guilty in April of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault for drugging and assaulting one-time friend Andrea Constand in 2004. Criminal defense attorney R.J. Manuelian is not surprised.
Given the fact that there were a lot of victims that came forward to ask for more severe time in prison for Cosby. So from that aspect of it, it doesn't surprise me. However, if Bill Cosby wasn't as famous as he was, if he was a regular person, it actually may have worked in his advantage. And the reason why it may have worked in his advantage is because there's a political aspect to this, to the sentencing. And the political aspect is they're sending a message that not anybody is above the law, including Bill Cosby.
Cosby was also designated by the judge a sexually violent predator. Ethiopian authorities arrested hundreds after violence erupted in and around the capital last week that left nearly 30 dead. The violence targeted minority groups, including ethnic Oromos, around the time of the return of exiled members of a insurgent group. The U.S. Tuesday warned Canada is not making enough concessions to reach a new free trade agreement, including access to the country's highly protected dairy market and how best to settle trade disputes. A Sunday deadline has been set. The Asian Development Bank has warned that trade conflicts, rising debt, and interest rates could dampen growth in the Asia-Pacific region. It expects growth to slip to 5.8% from 6% in 2019. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.